Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, then I thought the Lions were going to win because I thought that was a black swan event to the opposite, where a guy has a apparent touchdown and have it pop up in the air and
hit him
Justin
in
Coleman. Yeah, because he slid. I don't know what the deal with the turf was last night and what the deal is in general. They did the whole report with Lisa Salters where she's like, I'm touching the ground in various spots and it's not damp. It's like, okay. But the guys were losing their footing all left and right.
And nobody changed cleats. The players weren't complaining.
Allegedly.
Yeah. That was a play, though, where, you know, he could have gone all the way. You know, those are little things. And same with Galladay early.
Oh, I know. On the flea flicker.
How about Matthew Stafford dropping the ball the second play of the game? Absolutely killed them.
How come the Lions can't ever get a guy who's a combination of skill and speed, right? I mean, how many times did Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, and now Kenny Galladay get caught from behind?
I know.
Like, why can't they just run away from them? I mean, Barry, the greatest running back I've ever seen, got caught from behind so many damn times. It's like,
I know.
Dude, get that. If they had scored a touchdown on the first offensive play, are you kidding me?
That feeds the whole narrative, though, for the entire time I've been a fan.
Yeah.
It does. Why can't they?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good February topic.
TTL, they're the Lions. All right, earlier we went through the list of the four heinous calls that went against the Lions. And everybody agrees. Jamie read some tweets. Nationally, Booger McFarland, everybody nationally. The Lions become a national story today. I don't know how long it will last.
Well,
about the officiating.
The refs are. Because it comes on the heels of the Baker Mayfield stuff and then the Golden Tate play.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to say, you know, I'm never a huge fan of putting it on officials. I do put last night's game on the officials. I really do. And we'll talk more about that as it goes along. But this seems to be a central narrative in the NFL this season and college.
Yeah, you're right.
For that matter.
Bad. But the reason I don't put it all on the officials is because the Lions did things to themselves. We mentioned after the flea flicker, first play, Stafford slips, fumbles the ball, kicks it up, loses 5 yards.
Well, no, okay.
Okay, they lost 5 yards.
And next play, he fell down, got up. Threw it to Jesse James, who fell down, could have gotten up, but didn't, and they'd settle for a field goal.
Correct. All right. T.J. Hockenson dropping a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
They had to settle for a field goal. I mean, come on, really?
Okay, but how does... Okay, here's the thing, though. If we're going to do this whole, like...
I got about 6 or 7.
I understand that, but I'm going to counter one Packers. Aaron Jones dropped a touchdown.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so we're even. So wipe that off the board.
Wait, okay. But they didn't take advantage of that break because they had the 12 men on the field. See, you got the break, but then you still allowed a touchdown. Therefore, people can't bitch about the Jones drop or the Packers fan because they scored a touchdown on the drive. The Lions did everything they could until they did the 12 men on the field.
And after the drop on third down, Stafford, who played very well in the first half, he's a quarterback. He should know the clock. He got a delay of the game penalty that, you know, made a third down conversion a lot harder, so they had to kick a field goal. After they kick a field goal, Sam Martin kicks the freaking ball out of bounds, so the Packers start their drive at the 40-yard line, okay? Then, on that same drive, the Lions hold them. Nice job by the defense. And they get called for 12 men on the field. That's inexcusable. That's 4 points there. Later in the game, Stafford, he even pointed to himself. He had Logan Thomas in the end zone, threw the ball too high. That was after the punt. That was after they recovered that play, the fumble. And then the carry on Johnson, whether you think it was a bad call or not, he's got to hang on to the ball. That's happened again. He had the one where he scored the touchdown with earlier in the season where he bobbled the ball. And what's the deal with him? Okay, we've been thinking, oh, this is going to be carry on. And a lot of it's the offensive line. But Kerryon Johnson, I'm sorry, has been disappointing. And the whole running game has been disappointing. I mean, when you run for 56 yards, that's a lot of it's on your offensive line. And conversely, this great defensive line is giving up 170 yards rushing to the Green Bay Packers. That's not good. And the other reason why the Lions, you know, it's on them too, as well as good as Stafford played in the first half, In the second half, he was 6 for 16 for 46 yards. That's good. Quarterbacks have to be better than that. You have to make plays. 3 for 13 on third downs. That's inexcusable. Now, the Packers weren't much better. I think they were like 4 for 12. But it's those things that put themselves in a position where when you have blind people being officials in the National Football League, you get caught. Where if you have bad calls and you're up by 24 points, 23 points, it doesn't affect you that
much. But this is the NFL, guys. And not every team is up by 23 or 24 points. They put themselves in position to win the game, and the referees took it away from them. And you can't sit there and go, well, if they scored touchdowns, they scored enough points to win that game. They did. And the Packers were stopped at midfield to punt the ball away to give the ball back to the Lions. But the refs gave it back to them. Then the Packers got down inside the red zone with a chance for the Lions. And the Lions actually ran the clock perfectly.
Yeah.
For all your bitching about Matt Patricia.
No, he was fine with that.
For all your bitching about Matt Patricia and his clock management, he held on to his timeout, used the two-minute warning, and he put himself in a position to give his quarterback, his $36 million quarterback, a chance to go down and win the game. And the refs took that away from them as well. That, to me, is the central storyline here. Every football team in America, high school, college, or pro, is not going to play a perfect game.
Right.
They're going to throw incompletions. Guys are going to drop balls. They're going to put 12 guys on the field. And then you put yourself, overall, do you put yourself in a position to win the game and then have it taken away from you? If you're not going to bitch about the officiating from last night's game, I'm sorry. You can never bitch about officiating again. I don't want to hear you bitch about Spartan Bob. I don't want to hear you bitch about the block against Peyton Siva because Michigan had 39 other minutes to win the game. You're not allowed to bitch about Brandon Inge getting hit by the pitch in game 163 because the Tigers had 12 other at-bats to win the game. Yes, there's always other things you can do. But when it's illegal hands to the face twice, when it's a interception, when it's a pass interference, and all those are game-altering plays. Penalties happen in football all the time. All the time, okay?
Yeah.
And a lot of times they don't have a major impact on the game. Those four penalties had a much, much larger impact on last night's game than any of the things you just listed off.
Oh, I disagree. I'm sorry. The guy's dropping
balls. Then why even talk about it?
Stoney, why talk about it? You told me not to get angry.
Why talk? I told you not to list off 6,000 things either. You did that. Why talk about a game? Oh, you know what? They could have won.
No, I agree.
How about this? Let's go to line one. They had every opportunity to win. Line two. Yes, you can say that about any game ever. Michigan had every opportunity to win the Wisconsin game. They had the ball just as many times as Wisconsin did. Look, next, bring on Rutgers.
No, come on. I don't even want to care.
Jamie, let me try to explain something that Stoney, I think here's what you're trying to say. If you go up 17-0 in that game, the Packers are completely changing what they're doing. The Lions let them continue to run the ball.
The refs let them continue their drives.
The refs made no bad calls when it was the Lions' opportunity to go up three scores early in the game. The Lions could have – they had them on the ropes. Greg made a great point. So the Packers, the two previous games, that Philadelphia Eagle game, the Packers did what the Lions did. They settled for a couple field goals and only went up 13-0. And they left the door open for the Eagles to continue to execute their normal game plan with the run game. Then they went to Dallas, and they scored touchdowns. And they got up so big that Dallas stopped running the ball, and they held on for dear life. And they got so far ahead in that game that they couldn't catch them. The Lions screwed up big time, and all Stoney's trying to do is hold the Lions accountable for not getting the lead and not putting it in the ref's hands to decide the game.
Jamie, it would be one thing if I'm not stupid, guys.
I understand the Lions had every opportunity to put that game away, but I do think sometimes I'm thinking about the people out there. I'm thinking about everything. It's like nobody wants to hear, you know, oh, should have taken care of business. Because, I mean, yes, you can say that about anything at any time.
No, but my point is, it would be one thing if I'm sitting there saying, the officiating had nothing to do with the losing game. Yes, it did. It did have a major part in the game. But if you're going to sit here, and it's going to happen on this radio station for the next 24 hours, if you're going to, maybe we do a Twitter poll, who do you blame more, the Lions or the officials? I'm going to pick the Lions. That's all. The officiating was horrible. I called the guys blind. Don't try to make it a mountain out of a molehill.
I remember after the Lions lost the Dallas game, okay?
Right.
And in the free press, 2 days after the game, They ran side-by-side columns, one by the late Drew Sharp and one by Carlos Monterez, okay? And I thought it was going to be point-counterpoint, right. Up-down, tastes great, less filling. But no, both of them said the exact same thing, which is quit whining, okay? This town has had their stomach punched by this football team so many times. And last night, with a chance to grab first place in the division, they went into Green Bay with obviously a good game plan. Maybe not the perfect game plan, but a good game plan. Are they as good as the Packers? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they're not as good as the Packers. But they did enough to win that game, and the refs took it away from them. That's the problem I have, and I think that's the problem most people have. And there's nothing wrong with feeling that way.
No, I'm not saying you.
No, you are, because you're saying. No, you are, because you're saying, oh, the Lions should have scored. Yes, of course they should have. The Lions.
You can feel any way you want. I feel this.
You're wrong to feel that way. No, I don't know.
So you think last night was Jim Joyce bad?
Yes.
And Stoney doesn't.
But I think it was horrible. Shocker. I think it was horrible.
Stoney's playing both sides of the fence. I'm actually saying, you're saying it was a little bit of both. I'm saying the refs cost him the game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You're saying Gallagher should have struck him out and taken out of the game.
Exactly.
No, I've never heard that. I just think when referees.
Maybe he should have caught the ball off the ground and not let it bounce. Look,
the referees were horrendous. I agree. But I don't want people to just focus on that. There's other crap that happened in that game that is. Should be pointed out. That's all I'm saying.
97 won the ticket.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.